This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
I was walking yesterday and I noticed I had my phone in my hand.
Right.
And I thought to myself, okay, I'm walking with my phone. I'm like, well, why am I doing that? Mm. Like, there's nothing. Like, if it rings, it can be in my bag, can be in my pocket, or what have you. But and then I noticed other people were in the street doing the same thing. We're all carrying our phones.
Yeah.
As though, I don't know.
We're waiting for an emergency to happen.
Yeah, like a bing, and we have to quickly look at it straight away. So I thought, I'm going to actively fight against this, and I'm going to put it in my backpack and not look. If someone rings, I'll get it out, and if I miss the call, I don't care. I can call back or what have you. But I just thought it's really, really taking a lot of my attention. Then there was a survey done, and it says that we are unlocking our phone up to 60 times a day just for the sake of unlocking it.
Wow.
Yep. They surveyed 2,000 users.
Yep.
And 60 times a day, they're just unlocking their phone. So there's nothing happening. There's no ring. There's no text message. They're just unlocking it.
Bloody hell.
Like, why are we doing that? Do you do that?
Unlock my phone.
Just unlock it and check notifications.
Yeah, actually, I think I do. It's just default mode now. I just do it without even thinking about it.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
And so it's almost like we're taking it to another level.
Yeah.
As well. And then I thought, okay, sometimes I'll unlock it and I'll just close all my apps.
I close all my apps.
Do you close all your apps?
Yeah. And apparently you don't go through data.
Doesn't do anything. So one of the senior software developers of Apple has said you don't have to close your apps. I always thought you did.
I was told you had to.
No, I thought it saved your battery life
No,
not at all. And he's actually gone on to say that by closing them and then when you reopen an app to use it, you actually use more battery.
Oh, my God.
Than leaving it there. So it's completely different to what I thought.
Wow. Yeah. Me too. I thought that I was saving.
So stop logging in, Anastasia, and stop trying to save your battery life.
Yeah, totally.
Closing apps.
Hey, now listen, you said that you were doing Bikram yoga last night.
I was.
Yes.
I was doing it when this passed Parliament.
Okay.
You know, it's going really well. It's my third week.
Right.
And I'm enjoying it. It's it's very difficult.
Right.
Last night, though, so it's so hot. I think it was 42 degrees in there last night.
Wow.
When I checked, which was just...
So is there a little temperature
There's a little temperature gauge so you can go over. And I kept walking over and checking it and just tapping. Is that right? Is that right? But there's a woman there and she's at the front. You know how when you're doing group exercise class, there's always one that's like, you know, she's the power person.
Yeah.
You know, like just loves it.
The know-it-all.
Yeah, know-it-all.
Yeah.
So fit and sits at the front of the class and, you know, stretches like... Anyway, in this case, this woman, she's quite husky in her voice. And in this hot yoga, every so often they go up and they open a window or a door just to let in a little cool breeze just for 30 seconds.
Yep.
So everyone goes, oh, that feels so good. It doesn't drop the temperature, but it's just a bit of relief.
A bit of air.
Every time the instructor was going over, she was like, don't open the door. It's not hot enough in here. And she was, and everyone else is just looking at each other. And I thought, oh my goodness. And she was doing it the whole, like it's a 1.5 hour class. And every 15 minutes, he'd just walk, he wouldn't even get to the door and she'd be like, don't touch the door, don't touch the door. And it was driving me crazy and I have to admit it slipped out of my mouth. You know when you go, for F's sake, it slipped out.
Did you say it out loud?
I did. I couldn't help it. It just came. I felt like saying,
that's your favourite word, by the way. You say that a lot.
She was just driving me crazy because some of us are beginners.
Do you think she heard you?
Yeah.
Oh,
she shut up after that. But
good.
Oh, you know,
it's not all about her.
You could see everyone intimidated and dying, red-faced, lying on their mats, not coping, and just no one was going to say anything.
And she had no awareness around her. It was all about her.
Yeah, and how good she was. So you've got to think of others.
What a nightmare of a woman.
What a nightmare.
Good for you for shutting her up.
She's going to have it in for me.
You shut her up, Warren.
Oh, I did.
I love that you did that.
I'm very nervous. Yesterday when I was walking my puppy dog and I went past the dog park and there was a personal trainer there. You know how they get outside and they do stuff.
Yes.
And he was just wearing little shorts. He had a good body.
Yep.
Quite an attractive man. But he was orange.
Oh.
It wasn't just an orange tinge. He was so orange. I thought, oh, my goodness, it's like an alien on the oval. And it just looked so
strange. And you know what shocks me? He probably doesn't have any awareness around the fact that he does look orange and it's like he's in broad daylight looking like that. So maybe at home he's got dark lights when he's putting it on, or who knows?
Yeah, it was almost like I was wearing, you know, when you wear those tinted glasses?
Yes.
And it was like that. It was It was that orange.
There is a skill on putting tanning cream on, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done
Have you ever done it before?
Years ago I did it when I was doing competition and I got sprayed.
Oh, that's hideous.
It was just horrible. And I was thinking, what am I breathing in?
Oh, that would have been really hideous. I've got this waitress who's adorable. I've only just started to get to know her, and she's very flamboyant. She's got this massive personality, and she came up to me the other day and she delivered my coffee and she said, how are you, Anastasia? I said, yeah, good. And she always puts on a posh voice for me because I always play out characters with her. And she said, now listen, I want you to be really, really honest with me, okay? Like, you have to be really, really honest, okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be honest with you. It's okay. And she's like, does it look obvious? Does it look obvious? Does it look obvious, right? And she stands in front of me and she's kind of like pointing to her legs.
Oh, so you didn't know what she was talking about?
No, I didn't know what she was talking about, right? And then I looked at her and I went, oh, my God, you look like orangutan. And
you said that to her?
I said, you look like orangutan. And she looked at me and we both burst out laughing. And, of course, I exaggerated it a little bit. But I said, look, yeah. I said, are you talking about your fake tan? She goes, oh, my God, does it look really bad? I said, no, of course it doesn't look really bad, but you do look like orangutan. And we were giggling our heads off. But I knew that she could take it because she's a bit of a, you know, she loves a bit of a joke herself.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think they look hideous. I really do.
But I like the way that when someone asks you for an opinion, you're honest.
Well, I think because you know what usually happens? Like, you know, you'll get some skinny chick come up to you and go, do I look fat? Do I look fat? Do I look fat? And, you know, I've always really wanted to say, yeah, actually you do, because they're fishing for a compliment. They're not actually fishing for the fact that they think they look fat.
Yeah,
do you understand what I'm saying?
And then you tell them.
Like, you get all these chicks that just look at it. Like, do I, like, be honest with that? I really want you to be honest. And people, actually, yeah, you look fat. So I'm going to do that next time some really skinny size 8 chick comes up to me and asks me that.
Just go after them in the dressing
room. I'm going to say, you look massive today. What's happening? You look pregnant from behind.
But if you ask for an honest opinion, though,
yeah, well,
you should give it.
Yeah, but that's what irritates me. It's like when they're asking you for that honest opinion, they're not actually asking you for an opinion. They're asking you for a compliment. That's what that's about.
Okay.
You understand? Because anybody that's got any paranoia or whatsoever, if they really, really think they look terrible, guess what? They're not going to be going up to people going,
no.
Do you think?
No, they're
going to
cover that
it's
up.
It's more like, hi, look at me, tell me I look amazing, but I can't say that, can I? So
do you reckon this girl yesterday was actually looking for a compliment?
Yeah, look, I think she wanted me to tell her that she looked hot.
She probably hates you now.
I told her she looks like a ringer.
I got my work Christmas due this weekend.
Oh, you're kidding. Mm. How hideous.
Oh, no.
Because you're going to be with a bunch of boring people like you. You know what I mean? Like,
and it is going to be a bit like that, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. And I've got to buy a present. We're doing the Kris Kringle thing.
Oh, those.
And I never know what to get.
Yeah.
So I know the person.
What do you usually turn up with, like a coat hanger? There you go.
That'll do. They don't. Well, look, of course, you know, you don't.
Choose what you'd like to do with it.
You don't know who gives you what. But the person that I've got this year is, I really dislike.
Oh, is it a female or a male?
It's a male.
Male. Okay. Is he a bit like, hi, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, he's really full of himself, but he's so irritating.
Is he irritating?
Very irritating.
Well, you know what? I've got the perfect, perfect present for you. I think you're going to have to order them online.
Right.
But this is what I like. We've got them on our Facebook page. And if you search Anastasia Warren, lick us and like us, I've got the perfect Kris Kringle present or Christmas present for somebody that you don't actually like. And basically, the creator of this makes a comment which I actually love. And she says here, I love the juxtaposition of highbrow and low. Here are these delicate and prissy cups. They're teacups.
So they're teacups.
They're teacups that aren't really what they seem on the outside, and neither are most of us. So you get these little teacups and they're very like posh, and then when you put your tea in and someone's sipping, they've got some swear words in them.
Oh, so yeah, as
like one of them's like, I hope you choke.
So as you sip your tea, the swear words are revealed.
Yeah, there's swear words in the cups themselves, but not on the outside. They're nice and dainty and posh, but in the inside, there's words like.
So the tea covers them.
Yeah.
And as you sip away.
They're written inside of the teacup.
Right,
so,
okay,
you know,
okay.
Like if you have a guest and you pour the tea or a coffee, then as they're sipping, they notice they're being sworn at.
So you could have like, please leave now.
Please leave now. Well, there's 14 different teacups. One says kindly F off. The other one says I could poison you. The other one, there's other illustrations that I can't show or talk about. Another one is I hope you choke. Another one is such a nasty woman.
That's a good one.
So I think they're really wonderful. And one's stop talking. That would probably be given to me.
That's what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
So get one of those.
That's a great idea. So yeah. If you want to check those out, you can go to our Facebook page. It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Because you look at them and you think, oh, my goodness, they're such a lovely teacup.
Yeah, and I like the analogy of, like, you know, we all appear to be on the outside lovely, but what are we really like on the inside?
On the inside.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.